Hi friends, it's AD Talk, and we are back for the first time in a long time. It's been about a month since we've last talked to you, and a lot has happened. And it's been so long that we actually have to go back in time to the Grammys to talk about the Grammys. The Grammys were on February 10th, and ARMY was super excited about the Grammys this year because why?
Because BTS was nominated for an award, and they were also going to be presenting an award.
And what award were they nominated for?
Best Recording Package.
Yes! And which album?
It was album Tear. And so it had, like, a black background with, like, a white, like line, I guess, that, like, created, like...
Like a flower. Yeah, and the flower, it was four different cover designs for the one album, and, like, they all connected.
Yep,
which is cool. Okay, but, like, we should mention that BTS didn't design it. But their team designed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a really cool design.
That would have been cool if BTS did, though.
Yeah, maybe they should let them.
Yeah.
See what they come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good idea. And then what award were they presenting?
They're presenting Best R&B Album.
Yes, and who ended up winning that they presented to?
Her.
Yes, they presented to her. Which is really weird in a way because, like, her... The word her is such a big concept in, like, BTS land. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, like, when you think about it.
They even have a song called Her.
Yeah! Isn't that weird? I thought that was weird.
I never even thought about that.
Yeah. And I'm sure they have. Like, I mean, I would think so.
I don't know. I mean, if I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask them when we meet them. Hey, did you, like, think of this really big coincidence when you presented the award to her?
Like, literally her?
Yeah. Okay, and they were dressed so cute in their little tuxedos. Like, super fancy.
And Jimin had pink hair and V had blue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they looked happy. And they looked... I thought they looked pretty chill, too, because...
Yonggi, no, he was, like, crazy.
He was acting crazy before, like, during the interviews. Like, we were like, is he drunk? But maybe he was just really, really happy to be there.
Well, that's his dream.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Maybe. But he could have also been drunk.
Happy and drunk. He was both. So anyways, the tuxedos, it was interesting because people were like, oh, like, what designer are they going to wear?
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada. And they thought they were giving clues. And they ended up choosing, like, Korean designers for their tuxedos.
Yeah.
And they thought that was really neat because it was, like, paying respect to their home country.
Love it.
And helping to promote their Korean designers.
Yeah.
Across, you know, the ocean. In LA at the Grammys. So that was very, very thoughtful of them. And they all looked very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they all seemed to be having a good time. And then, like, one of the moments that stole the whole show was when they cut to BTS dancing to Dolly Parton.
Oh my God.
Performing. Like... And they were like, oh, they're so cute. They're, like, singing along to Dolly Parton. And I thought that was so, especially Jin. Like,
Jin and Jungkook were like,
Jin was getting down. Like, he was, like, having a, like, really solid time. So, like, Jin might be, like, a country boy at heart, you know?
The farmer is no longer the country boy.
Right,
Jin is.
It's not me, it's Jin. But then again, I feel like I've said before, like, Jin has a good time.
Mm-hmm. No matter what.
No matter what he's doing, like, anywhere he goes. And then, so they went to present the award, and, like, Rap Monster said something very interesting when they got up on stage. What was one of the things that he said?
We'll be back.
We'll be back. And so, like, what did you interpret that to mean?
So, I interpreted it as, like, maybe, like, they didn't win this time, but, like, they'll totally be back next year, and maybe they'll get nominated for their music.
Yeah.
And just
and I
covered.
Think that, I think, A, I think that's why they were just, like, so chill at this award show, because... Like, granted, winning the award would have been cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, it's like you said, they didn't draw it.
Yeah.
So while it was representative of them, it wasn't necessarily their direct work. And so I think when it's your own thing, you're like more nervous and more hopeful and – like
they're just having fun.
They were just having fun, and if they had won, they had won, and it wasn't like a big deal to them. And obviously, they were rooting for their designers, you know, so that they could bring the award home to them.
We should mention who did win.
For the best recording package.
Yeah.
Okay, so the group is Saint Vincent, and the album is called Mass Seduction. Do you want to describe what it looked like?
So it looks like it's a woman, like, bending over, and like they took a picture of her, like, butt basically.
Yeah, which, okay, it's artsy. Yeah. I will give them that. Like, it is,
it's a neon like color.
Yeah, too, so. It's artsy. And I don't know the album. I mean, I guess you don't have to know the album because they're just judging it based on the cover.
Yeah,
but I guess I can see, like, I can appreciate it as art.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I thought BTS's album cover was just as artsy.
Yeah.
As that one.
And what I was telling you is that if I were to pick a different album that was not like BTS, like that totally would have not been my first choice.
Yeah. Like out of all of the five nominations.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have picked the one who won as your favorite.
No.
Yeah. Which one would you have picked?
And
not BTS. Like
Pixar. Not BTS. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to look at them again.
Yeah. Well, there was five total.
I'd probably pick
a couple of them. Like three of them were like Asian. So like the one with like the block stacked, that was an Asian designer.
Oh.
And then there was a cover of a woman, an Asian woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's BTS. Like, there was, like, a lot of, like, Asian influence in that category. And then they did a V Live, and it totally, like, broke.
Yeah.
Like, V Live, ARMY broke the internet. Like, we totally broke V Live that night because we were all, and we knew it was going to happen, I think. What was
all of us were, like, we just
waiting. Yeah, we were all waiting. and you know what else it probably was, too?
What?
It's because they were on U.S. soil, so they were doing it at a time when we could all watch instead of, like, at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when we're all asleep. So I bet that was part of the reason there were so many people, because they were doing it at a time when we could all watch.
Yeah. But then later on, didn't they start the V-Live again? But it was, like, late.
Yeah, it was late. Yeah. I didn't watch it. We watched it, like, the next day or
something. I asked her to wake me up when it came on.
And I didn't know. My phone, if it went off, I didn't even hear it. I was exhausted, so... We did not see it live. But that was nice of them to do. And at the same time, though, like, I hope that they went, like, and partied a little bit because, I don't know, like, I feel like that's part of the Grammy experience is, like, connecting with all these other artists and, like, having a good time with them, you know, taking pictures, dancing to music, meeting new people.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope that they let them do that because
they should.
They should, yeah.
And, like, you figure they started, like, so young, too.
Yeah, they missed out on.
They missed out and all of that, so.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
And like, it's not like they're going to go and do anything, like, super crazy. Like, maybe Jungkook.
Maybe Jungkook.
But that's it.
Somebody follow Jungkook.
It's Jungkook and Jin.
Yeah.
Don't put them together, please.
And then it was a really short trip, too. Like, as soon as they got here, they stayed for, like, a day and a half, and then they, like, took off.
Mm-hmm.
So they were literally here just for the Grammys. But I get so excited when they fly to the U.S.
I'm like, we're in the car just driving to school. She'd be like, BTS is coming.
Yes. And then, like, that day that, like, they were here, like, the night of the Grammys. And we would have gone. Had I not been working, we would have so gone. Maybe we wouldn't have gotten tickets to the Grammys, but I was willing to just fly to LA and just like
be on
just be
there. You should see, like, anytime BTS comes, we literally just live, like, off of them. Like, when we went to the concert, like, we were
there. In the same city, we're like, oh my god, they're here, you know? But I remember the night of the Grammys, like, looking at the sunset and, like, telling you guys – okay, if we just keep following that sunset, that, yeah. like, we will end up in LA, and that is where BTS is right now.
Yep.
Okay, well, so I think we covered most of the Grammy talk.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, and shoot us a message, because we love hearing from you guys.
Yep.
And stay cool.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.